space. There's a lot of it. Planets. Asteroids. Moons. Stars. All sorts of crap out there just floating around. Cosmos, the stranger it becomes. And the really creepy part is that's where the Earth is. It's time for the IVTU to gaze into a galactic neighborhood and figure out what's what. Welcome to Idiots in Space. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Idiots in Space. This episode, we proceed further into the inky blackness of the universe, heading further from our home planet upon the... Oh, whoa, what is that?
Oh, that was me.
That was Dan making sound effects.
That was my inky blackness of space.
I like it. I was like, oh, man, fuck. I'm like, I'm summoning some shit from over there in the corner.
Our intern's back.
Oh, man, the intern. We've got an underling now. Maybe it's more than I was caring. But today we are going to talk about on Idiots in Space, our new Idiots Discuss the Universe bonus series, The Moon.
The moon.
Everybody's
the
moon. Familiar with the moon?
I think
the
so.
The moon. Is it real?
That's a good question.
Is it cheese or isn't it? Yeah. What kind of cheese is it specifically?
Blue moon.
Oh, so, gross. It's a giant stinky ball of blue cheese.
I think that... Do you know what the origin of that belief is about the moon? Like, that it's made
no.
of cheese? I don't either.
I guess I don't.
Yeah, I know the man on the moon because you can kind of see
it. Maybe it's because the cow jumped over the moon, right?
Yeah. And dropped some milk in the process, and then it turned into cheese in space.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet it's because...
And that's space.
In space.
Yeah.
And we're done with the episode.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for tuning in. I bet you it's because the craters were on the moon and they saw the craters and it was like Swiss cheese and they're like, it's cheese.
Right, it was the classic thing of...
It just looks like
cartoon
cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Because I don't think like a...
You know, Swiss cheese has holes in it. Not crater holes.
Like even a wheel of it?
Yeah, inside the wheel there's holes
throughout.
Like if you cut it.
Like a loaf of bread, kind of.
Yeah.
A wheel of it.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. I'm disappointed to hear that it's not made of cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moon's going to be full of disappointments for you, I think, Spencer.
Well, firstly, you have to prove to me that it's even there.
Yeah, it's cold. It's really cold out
here. How do I know it's not just a projection of my own third eye onto the night sky? It is entirely possible. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
Well, that's the problem, is there is a lot of that going on. You can't tell people that it's wrong.
Yeah,
so... I mean, but the moon's pretty cool as far as, like, moons go.
Yeah.
Yes.
First of all, like, of all the moons, it's actually called the moon, you know? So that's awesome.
It's used as, like, a term for other, like, it's like the moon of Pluto, like the moon of Mars
Ours,
or whatever.
Just the moon.
Yeah.
It's the moon.
OG.
Yeah. That one's Erebus. That one's... You know, urethra.
Yeah.
That one. Ours.
Of Uranus. Moon of Uranus.
Of Uranus. Yes, the moon of Uranus. Urethra. And ours is just the fucking moon.
Right. It's like... I
don't know. The fucking moon.
I think that's the full title, actually.
The fucking moon.
In quotes.
The fucking moon.
There's a moon in the sky called the moon. That's that old song that's just a fantastic example.
Yeah, the classic. Classic metal tune right there.
But it's kind of a weird moon. It's kind of a weird moon in some other ways too, in the sense that it's perfectly spaced in between us and the sun that it completely covers the sun during a lunar eclipse. That doesn't happen on most other planets. And that's an odd deal.
That is weird. This is an entry level, or this is like, that fact is like the doorway drug into flat earth theory.
Well, it is an oddity, and it's something that they can't. That's not flat Earth.
Yeah, because he's like, is that, how the fuck is that? How the fuck is it that perfect? Our sun, they're the exact same size. No fucking way. Yeah. No way. The only way it's possible is if they're the fucking same size. All right, and they're just, and that's, oh, and the sun is actually really close and really small.
Right. Yeah. So that poor soul.
You know, I just want people to be informed.
Yeah. No. I get you. But he's right in the sense that is kind of an unknown deal, and it is just as random in the sense that the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun and 400 times closer to the earth than the sun, and that perfect ratio makes it cover the sun exactly where it sits in its orbit, which the chances of that happening are beyond astronomical.
Seriously. Wow.
So that's something to kind of think about, I guess, you know, and it's in such a weird orbit where it doesn't spin and we always see the same side of it.
See, that's the part I don't get. That's the part I don't get, is if it were spinning, right? Or if it weren't spinning, wouldn't we always see a different side?
Well, doesn't it have to spin if it has like gravity?
Well, it orbits. Yeah. But it stays in that same position as the one side is locked towards our Earth, and it just orbits around the Earth.
Right, so one side is facing inside the Earth at all times.
It's always pulling that particular side.
Right, that side's always facing the Earth from the gravitational tug, and the moon is not spinning. The Earth is spinning.
Huh.
So no matter where you are on the Earth, you can see it sometimes from different angles, and we only can't see 40% of the moon. We see 60% of it because we see around the sides of it as the Earth, because from the edge of the Earth you can see a little bit of one side of the moon that you can't see from the other side of the Earth looking at it, you know. So we see more of the moon than half, but there is that 40% on the other side that's completely invisible and has always been invisible.
Oh, interesting.
From the Earth, yeah.
Could you imagine if it flipped sides, right? Like, if it flipped sides and that was the moon, I bet it would look, like, so different.
Oh, it does look different.
But then you're like, that's not the moon.
Yeah.
That's not the fucking moon. That's the regular moon.
Yeah, what the fuck is that in the sky?
Yeah, I think you would notice it, like, almost immediately, because on one side of it, we have all of the craters and everything, the side that we see with, like, the black seas that they call it, which is where lava supposedly came up from the surface, from underneath the moon.
Oh, really? It wasn't craters?
Well, the black areas, like the sea, there's all they call the Sea of Tranquility, and there's some other seas up there.
That's on our side?
Yes, on our side, where there's different colored areas. And the parts that are the dark areas are supposedly lava fields that erupted. And on the other side of it, there is no evidence that the lava fields are there. It's all pretty much white. So that would be like something that would be a little bit brighter even, because the dark areas of the moon wouldn't be facing us if that flipped around. And it's getting farther away from us a little bit all the time. It used to be a lot closer, and so the tides used to be really huge on the Earth because they were super close. And they think, because like nobody really knows how the some people think that the moon is like where the Pacific Ocean used to be. Like, there's another planet came along and smacked into the Earth, and like this grazing blow ripped up a bunch of the Earth and then kind of convalesced outside of the planet.
Fucking weird.
Right.
Seems very Hollywood. I can picture it right now. Avengers.
Like something coming, like hit. You're saying that something supposedly hit the Earth and then exploded so hard from the planet that
like a bunch of debris
right
shot into space right. and then it mm-hmm. slowly because of gravity turned
but also
into the
Pangea
moon.
Right so shit was like together
well no this is way before Pangea so
wait
this would have
but
been...
wasn't Pangea like OG
the, yeah
like
but
original
no. Well Pangea is post oceans this is pre oceans because what happened here
pre oceans would have that's wild
would have vaporized all the water on the surface of the planet and the moon at this time because of the heat generated from this explosion if this is what happened so the other planet that came along oh, wow. grazed the side of our planet where the Pacific Ocean or that big deep area of the Pacific Ocean is ripped up a bunch of it vaporized the other planet ripped up a bunch of the Earth and then as things spread around the other the debris convalesced in orbit and as the Earth burned from that explosion because it sent all the lava up to the surface mm-hmm. on the Earth and the surface of the Earth again went to like total molten rock like it had a couple times already before mm-hmm. that seared the one side of the moon and like kind of killed off the life of the moon and for other reasons like made the moon like the quick freeze because there's a differential in the moon another thing that we'll get to in a minute in the moon doesn't make sense like the size of the moon and the weight of the moon don't jive if it's solid and
oh, for real
right it's way lighter
and
than
like
what
the gravity
it should be
of
from
it
the
like
size.
It's super like
the gravity of it is way less than what it should be for the size that we're seeing
well
yeah
does that not have to do with the core of the planet
absolutely well they don't really know but I mean that there's got to be a huge hollow areas inside the moon there has to be
or like the whole like the
or it's pumice
you know
stone.
We have our like layers from the core mm-hmm. maybe right. it's just like lighter shit
it right? that's also possible
like
that
different
it,
well if it's just made
out like,
of rocks
it could be like pumice
something.
Stone where it's mostly yeah. like open area it's just right. like these honeycomb rocks
right.
that are just kind of like
or something
but of course like when they were dropping things on the moon during one of the Apollo missions just to see what would happen they dropped this booster rocket shell or whatever onto the side of the Earth and the moon rang like a bell for an hour afterwards like
what
like actual audio like continual
no
sound of it so
that's so cool
that's
yeah
fucking
and,
awesome.
And this
sample
is like
that
backed up by NASA you know in the sense that everybody agrees that the moon rings like a bell if you hit it hard enough and so that kind of argues to the effect that it's maybe hollow. But to Whoa. Get back to the origin story, that's basically what the common scientific agreed upon belief is that if two planets hit, the moon was somehow cooked into this like quick dry. That's why it's got all those hollow areas inside of it is because mm-hmm. the heat of the Earth like made all the rocks connect quicker than they normally would and it didn't have time to like fall in on itself like it would if it just gathered together in orbit because of the heat of the Earth making all the rocks still gooey or whatever I don't know what the wow. deal was but it had this special set of circumstances that led to this extraordinary placement of the moon on the other hand like there's the belief that the moon is completely artificial in the sense that it's placed in a very deliberate spot it rings like it's hollow every testing of the moon of moon rocks that we find on it does not correlate to the material makeup of the Earth it's as though whatever is making up the moon is from a different origin than the Earth
oh and like it, aliens were like let's make life here.
Yes, this will be our base.
Yeah.
It won't be made
well,
of hummus.
Well, actually, no. What's strange about it is the covering materials are like zirconium and all these rare metals that if you were going to make a surface of a spacecraft to keep out cosmic rays and radiation, you would choose the metals that they're finding in abundance on the surface of the moon. In the sense, so they have this, there's some people that say that like, that would be like, if you had a huge, giant artificial moon, you would want to cover it with like loose metal like that in order to absorb the wear and tear of being out in the cosmic radiation.
What?
And these metals and stuff that they're finding are quite rare on Earth. They're not like stuff that you're just going to go out to the sandlot and like dig it up on the moon. And these are just the samples that are being brought back in moon rocks, the surface stuff that they're scratching up. So there's some interesting stuff. You know, there's also all of the NASA photos that people continually say that they find like man-made or geometric structures on the moon. Hmm. There's the Tower of the Moon that was taken by Neil Armstrong, I believe, on the second trip around the backside of the moon, where there's a 100-foot tower that's on the horizon. And nobody's argued this, that this is a picture of something that's sticking out from the surface of the moon, and they'd say that maybe it's a cinder cone or whatever it is, but it's huge and it's definitely an anomaly. But that's by no means, that's just the tip of the iceberg of the strange things that people find on the surface of the moon. Radar dishes, pipes that are moving in and out of the terrain underneath hills and into craters, different things. There are times that they have discovered like clouds on the moon that dissipate as though they were being discharged from some inner chamber, and then the chamber stops discharging whatever air or whatever it is that it's discharging. So there's some weird anomalies that point to something going on inside the moon that is other than this dead, hollow, non-magma oriented.
It's so tough because like these pictures are like, I don't know if these are the ones that you're talking about, but
it's maybe like
they're very blurry, and it's like this person circling a like little point, and I don't even know if it's just hard to verify if they're real. Like, is this a real picture of the moon? Right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's like, you need to NASA that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
but what if men want?
Like, because it's definitely like a conspiracy theory in a way. Like,
right? Of course. Like, that's not a known deal that there's structures on the moon. I feel like that would people would
freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people would freak. I mean,
what are the implications?
It's so interesting to think about. It's fun to think about.
It really is.
It's like,
I mean, I think that there's just a bunch of them in there's so many weird questions with the moon that I don't know if I'm suggesting that like it is. I think it's a big unknown. I mean, it's kind of like the ocean in the sense that we know, they always say we know more about the surface of the moon than we do about the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
And I think that's true, but that's not saying very much, you know, because we really don't get.
Just saying that we don't know like anything about either one.
Yeah, about how it was formed, mm-hmm. about why it's made of what it's made of.
Yeah,
how it's what it consists of,
right.
And all of that. And so that lends itself to like a lot of huge like weird conspiracy.
Sure.
Theories,
yeah, people are going to obsess about.
I mean,
that.
Starting since World War II. I mean, before people used to worship the moon and all that sort of things. And that's also interesting is that in a lot of the old legends, they talk about the arrival of the moon. You know, when the moon came to like, because it's always the moon goddess, it's usually a goddess or god, is usually a later entry into like the creation stories than the sun and the other celestial elements. It's kind of a common thing. And that also kind of points to like a later arrival of it as a satellite to the Earth, you know.
Yeah.
an interesting parallel.
Yeah,
you know,
that
it doesn't
sense.
Prove anything, but it is something that is an interesting parallel.
Fun, yeah.
Mythologies. Yeah.
I think it's cheese still.
the theory or the.
Like yes, the entire
it's just the entire cheese.
I think Stanley Kubrick is made of cheese. Yeah. He made of cheese.
So what do you guys think about that? Do you think that we've been, what do you think? Do you think we've A, never been to the moon? B, have been to the moon exactly as described on television? Or C, been to the moon and totally different things happen than what we were presented by Stanley Kubrick's finely fashioned rendition of a moon landing in a television studio somewhere in New Mexico.
I kind of like just believe we went to the moon. I mean, it's not so far-fetched when you look at what, like, NASA's already done. I mean, even, like, that first... I mean, in the 70s or something, they launched that, like, the Voyager, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
But it was, like, they launched... Well, they launched two of them, and then over, you know, a decade, it, like, ended up exiting our solar system, right? And so it, like, took this weird route to see, like, I forget, like, exactly what planets. But, like, you know, and they took pictures.
I think it hit. I mean, because this is something that, like, I remember. Like, I remember when it launched because I was 6 years old. And, like, I was super into, like, astronauts. I was, like, 6 years old, you know. And I remember that, like, oh, they launched the Voyager satellite. And then first it was Mars. And it kind of hit every... It hit every planet on the way out. Pluto was the last one. I think that was Voyager that sent the pictures of Pluto.
Right. But, like, what I don't is there, like, there's, like, footage of the landing, right? On
There is footage of,
like,
the moon.
Like, who's holding
landing.
The camera?
Oh, there's always, I think it's, there's always,
right?
Well, that's the whole I don't know officially what the whole camera situation is on the moon, but that's what the whole Stanley Kubrick thing is about, that he, like, made that footage, right?
Well, everybody had a camera, like, attached into their suit.
Did they? They had, like, GoPros back then?
No, you came in and you, like, whatever, you had the viewfinder and you hit it like that.
But they didn't, like, live stream it. Right?
No, there was
you know, like live stream it on NBC.
I think like the radio part of it, though, like they did, like that was live, like, you know, this is one small step for man, one giant leap for all, that was like live.
Oh yeah, because that they, I mean, they, you can get radio and stuff, but it's like,
but yeah, but the footage, you know, the footage, I think it had, they didn't show that until the astronauts returned. You know, I mean, I don't think that was something that was coming back.
Right.
At that time. No, I doubt.
So they were just filming with chest cameras?
Taking still pictures with those. And I think they had probably a handheld, like, space camera or whatever at that time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I believe, too. Well, Spencer, what do you think? Do you think that it's a... So we got one definitely to the moon the way we said it went.
Yeah, maybe, like... I can't even say, like, the way we saw it, but definitely that's possible.
Okay,
sure. In my opinion,
I definitely think one
definitely possible moon.
Yeah, I think it's definitely equally possible that some other weird shit happened.
Think that there was a trip to the moon?
Yeah, I don't see why that's okay. Unfeasible.
Yeah. I agree. I think it could be the. I think different things happened on it than maybe what we know. But we definitely got there, and there's definitely some of the footage from the moon is real for sure. Mm-hmm. I think most of it probably is real.
Yeah.
I would say so too. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally willing to, like, believe that, but I think I do have, there's a lot of questions about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't know, sometimes I feel like one of those people where I'm like, well, I just saw a rocket go into space on TV. And now it's supposed to be on the moon, you know. Like, there's a slight leap of, like, faith. You got to believe the people being like, this is what it looks like. Yeah, this is, and I guess
at its core, it's still fantastic stuff to imagine that that's even something that human beings somewhere are doing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it.
Oh,
it
I definitely think we have the capabilities to go to the moon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Usually the simplest explanation is the one that it is.
I mean, I'm always one of, there's just too many people involved for it to have been a hoax. Someone would have blown it. I mean, and a lot of people are trying to blow it, but I mean, there would be a lot more. And it would have happened way sooner. It wouldn't have coincided so much with, like, the birth of the internet that all these people are really, like, going on this, you know, because it just, like, feeds the internet rumor conspiracy mill, you know?
Yeah, I think so,
and
too.
They need fodder for that, and that's what's helped it really grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also kind of, you know, doctor some of your own photos and do some of your own,
things. You can't really trust everything you see anymore.
That's true.
Especially on the internet.
But there's some definite moon strangeness. You know, there's definite incongruities. There's the belief that the Nazis have a base on the moon.
Oh my God.
Right.
And the Nazis were the first people to put anything into orbit, you know, first people not, or like to get something up in space.
Like
ever.
A satellite?
Yeah. The V2 rocket. If there hadn't been for the V2 rocket, we would have never made it to the moon.
Space race.
NASA.
Werner von Braun came on over. You know, that's the Nazi that
got us. German doctor. That's like the. Yeah. Not doctors. The
rocket
scientists.
He got us to the moon. He was the dude that did it. The Nazi rocket scientist is the guy that got us to the moon, essentially.
I guess that detail makes it so I believe it more.
Yeah. Nazi base on the...
Well, no, not the Nazi
that's
base on the
moon. That's what the structure is, man.
Exactly. It's on the dark side. Just that the U.S. was so desperate to, you know, beat Russia or something to the moon that they were like, all right, we're hiring this war criminal guy.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah. And, well, I mean, first they brought him over because they wanted him to make rockets for their nuclear missiles. I mean, don't forget, you know, that was the core. That was military. The core thing. And then they're like, oh, the Russians are interested in space with Sputnik. And they're like, oh, well, maybe we can bankrupt him by trying to get him into a space race and all this other stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
And if you notice, like, the space program really took a real, like, the official interest in the space program really died off as soon as the Berlin Wall fell, because that was one of the things they were doing, is trying to keep the Russians spending a bunch of money on their space program because they couldn't do it. I mean, that was eventually, like, they were trying to bankrupt the Russians.
Yeah.
You know, and they damn near did.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the USSR fell shortly after.
Yeah.
Right? That's when, I don't know. I forget when all that.
But they definitely stopped being so super interested in NASA after the Russians and that fell. There was no big urgency in space anymore, and it's kind of weird that it's gearing up again a little bit right now.
Yeah, the fact that it was all kind of, you know, if it did happen or didn't happen, whatever, it's like used as a sort of political chip either way.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that just makes me generally suspicious.
Yeah, but you know who's
like that doesn't make me like want to at least not question any of it, you know.
Totally. Yeah, and that would be brilliant if they would have just, like, tricked the Russians into trying to go to the moon and they're actually have an honest-to-God attempt, like, to rush a real space program that's trying to do the things that they're doing. And it's all just, like, a special effects lab in fucking United States.
We got some coders here.
Yeah,
man.
We're just
pretending to go to the moon.
Because you're trying to keep up with George Lucas's special effects department, you know, as far as, like, what's going on. That's amazing if that's what happened.
Oh, my God. There is no moon, those silly Russians.
There is no moon. It's a projection.
Know?
It's a computer. We beat the Russians.
But speaking of the Russians did actually, the Soviets did actually get to the moon at one point, and they did make a weird discovery in the Sea of Crises, which is one of the areas facing us. They did a soil sample. And they didn't really think of it because they're kind of like
Did the Russians or the Germans?
It's the Soviets. The Germans have never been to the moon, but the Soviets were there in like late 70s, maybe early 80s, somewhere in there. And I think it was like an unmanned probe or something. And it was just taking soil samples from the Sea of Crises. And one of the soil samples that it took, or all of them, I think, showed that the layers of the rock were completely jumbled and had been recently, you know, it was like a gravel
like
fill.
Agitated.
Right. Somewhere. And it had not had time to settle or whatever it was. And that shouldn't be the case because we would have noticed any sort of like bombardment or anything on the surface of the moon in the last, you know, couple thousand years. And it looked like it had been recently like dug or whatever, or relayed or whatever. So that was an interesting thing.
Whoa,
that's bizarre.
But the stuff
don't
on
have
the,
an answer.
The reasons we
is there
are
wind? There's no wind on the moon.
No, there's a slight atmosphere. I mean, very, very, very faint. But like, I guess there is a little bit of an atmosphere. And like I was saying, there's like clouds and stuff that are come out of the moon every once in a while, and they don't really understand what that is. You know, that's been reported for the last 200 years.
Damn.
But those dissipate and don't seem to return on any, like, regular scale. So that's weird. But there is, like, things that we could do if we got to the moon. And there's moon quakes, too, that are really weird. They happen quite a bit. Huh. And they're always about 5.5 to 6 on the Richter scale.
Mm-hmm.
But they last for about 10 minutes exactly. And then they stop. And then there's a certain period of time. And then there's another one that's almost identical to that.
That's weird.
That's weird, too.
That's very weird.
Exactly 10 minutes. On, like, a... Can they tell when it's coming? It's on like a yearly.
It's not like a predictable thing,
right?
Yeah.
But when they happen, it's predictable.
But it's regular.
It
regularly happens. Like if you mapped it out, like statistically, it would be like, oh, well, there's probably going to be about 40 this month or whatever.
Right.
But we couldn't tell you. Like some days there'll be two, and then there'll be like 3 days, and then there'll be three of them or whatever. But
so
statistically,
it happens often,
it's about.
Though.
Yeah, it's a regularly irregular event.
Wow.
But, like, yeah, moon quakes are pretty common in that sort of thing. The moon also has a lot of helium-3, which is an amazing element that would pretty much solve all of our energy issues if we figured out a way to get it back here. Because it's a... you could do cold fusion with it. And it would pretty much solve most of Earth.
Nuclear fusion?
Yeah, cold. Well, not wouldn't cold? Be nuclear. It would be like a low
a
energy.
Thing.
Yeah,
oh.
It would be like better than thorium.
Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if we got all that, that would be a great thing if we could figure out a way to
mine the moon.
Mine the moon.
Oh, of course, it's coming. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And they do believe that there is water under the moon. You know, there's in the poles. There's enough water that probably like Great Lakes worth of water.
Right.
You know, then that's quite a bit. You know, you could probably have a pretty substantial colony if you're recycling and super careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But it's super harsh, you know. So I mean, it's still we got a ways to go.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
You think Elon's gonna make it?
Oh, he'll make it there.
He's gonna make it to the moon.
Is he trying to skip the moon? I think he's trying to go to Mars.
I haven't kept up to date.
I don't think they're wanting to skip.
Oh, he's
to
trying
the moon.
To. Yeah, he's trying to go to Mars.
Everybody's
terraform
skipping
Mars.
The moon. Nobody really wants to go back to the moon.
Isn't Tesla not doing too great anyway right now though? I heard something.
They've been having a bunch of problems.
Are
I think.
They?
But I think that as far as their earnings go, they like astounded everybody with the whole whatever that the new car is, S series or S3, I think it is, or something like that. They just made they made a shit ton of money.
I'll bet. Yeah.
But they're also having a lot of internal problems.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
I guess.
Huh. Yeah. No, I don't pay.
I think it's. I think I heard it's from. Anyway. Yeah,
Elon Musk smoking weed on a podcast.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think it is a big secret, really. I don't know.
Wait, did that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
He was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he gets him to smoke a blunt.
Yeah, and he smokes it for a while. You know,
yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, I'm just gonna he can take a little hit of it.
Some,
you know, like it was a total like you know, how idiot style smoking a whole
dude. What?
Yeah,
yeah. It's pretty entertaining. The whole thing is good because he talks about like AI, and you're like, damn, this guy.
I
don't know
what
the deal is with him. Yeah. He knows some
the
shit.
Scariest part for me when he was talking about we're putting a lot of carbon into the environment. That's a really strange thing for a creature to do. Like, I don't understand why we're doing this. Why are we putting so much carbon into the environment?
Yeah,
you know. And he was like a robot. It was like the warning robot in some movie. And you're like, I was like, oh shit.
He totally does seem like that.
Yeah.
Seems very androidy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure,
weird.
I will smoke your interesting human marijuana.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this. I will take it back to the moon where I live next to the water in the center.
Yes.
And we chime this really big bell if we get mad. Ding.
And those are our dick neighbors, the Nazis.
Yeah.
They've got a stupid base. It's underground. And they open their garage and it makes a really loud rumbling sound for like 10 minutes.
And on that note, I don't think there's a better way to end this Idiots in Space episode. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been liking these a lot.
Yeah,
I think
they're pretty
fun. Yeah, I've been learning a lot from them.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
And we're only at the moon. We got the whole goddamn universe.
Oh my
gosh.
And
we're just going out.
That is vast. Yeah.
So vast.
Well, again, we'd like to thank our co-host, Dan, for joining us for a little trip in that idiot discuss the universe mothership. It's a little bigger this time. It was, what was it? It was a Rio. It was a Kia what last time?
It was a Kia Rio last time.
Kia Rio. It's a little bigger now. What is that, like a Cadillac Eldorado?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think we're still in a Kia Rio.
Really?
Yeah. We just like crammed Dan into the back.
Okay. All right.
We're going to make it. It's fine, but it's just like...
We're going to be interplanetary soon. It's like second episode. We're still in the Rio.
We're still in the Rio. I don't think we get
that's
to...
not much of a mothership.
I don't... Yeah, we're working on it. Okay. I don't know. I don't know
all
if
right,
we get to...
I guess
to,
we're still in the Kia Rio, cruising out past the moon. So I guess the next step is we're going to figure out what's closer, Venus or Mars, and we're going to keep on trucking.
I think it's Venus.
I think it's Venus, too.
I don't know.
I was trying to be suspenseful, Spencer.
Oh, shit.
way to ruin it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what these things are. I just want to build a moon habitat.
No, I would I would move to the moon, I think, if I was given an option. Move to the moon.
You would?
I would probably move to the moon for a while.
Dude, your posture would be good, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, because less gravity.
Like, yeah.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't think about
your
that.
Your bones would probably all loosen up and you could maybe never come back because you would just be a puddle if you came back. That's possible.
You'd be crushed by Earth gravity.
I've always wanted to
gravity.
Do two backflips.
You could do, all that stuff for sure.
Damn.
You know, before your muscles in your legs atrophied.
Can you jump high enough to...
That would happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's...
So let's go back to like that was a fun little thing. Let's not end on muscle atrophy on the moon. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Mm-hmm. Like find us on the fucking internet and subscribe to that shit. And we're idiots to this universe.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.